The Brewers and the Giants at AT&T. Eric Thames sharing a few laughs with a guy that hit a couple home runs in his day, Barry Bonds. Top four, game tied at one.
0-1 pitch. That one is hit to right center field and deep. Gorky's Hernandez back onto the warning track. Up in front of the wall, he drops it. He dropped the ball. He got there, and then he dropped it. Sogard will come around third, and he's going to score. The throw is cut off by Tomlinson in shallow right field after Gorky's went over, picked it up, and relayed it back in. The Brewers have gone ahead 2-1. It was a well-hit ball. Gorky's did well to get all the way back in front of 365 and right in front of the wall. He got to the spot. He was there and just dropped it.
And here's the pitch. Crawford hits a high drive into deep right center field. Way back there, still going. Adios! Pelota! Brandon Crawford over the 20-foot high wall in right center field. A streak of lightning across the nighttime sky that puts the Giants ahead 3-2.
Here's a swing and a ground ball. Fair. Right over the bag and down the first baseline. It's going to stick up against the sidewall behind the bullpen mound. In to score is Walker. Into second, Shaw with a double. Now the throw comes wildly in from Gorky's Hernandez to nobody in particular. Starts scooting across the infield. Sandoval will track it down. Brewers have gone ahead 4-3.
Now the pitch. Ground ball right field. Base hit. Coming around third, Huntley. He's heading home. Here comes Perez to throw home. One bounce, two bounces. It's there, way ahead of him, and he tags him out. So, it was not close at home plate. The ball, he was still 20 feet away from home plate when the ball was caught by Pena, and he never did get home.
The Brewers edge the Giants 4-3. Just the fifth win for Milwaukee in their last 21 games versus San Francisco. Nick Huntley got the green light around third base in the bottom of the eighth inning with an attempt to score the game-tying run, but he was gunned down at the plate in plenty of time on the throw by right fielder Hernan Perez, and the Giants would come no closer as they fell to the Brewers on Tuesday 4-3. Here is San Francisco skipper Bruce Bochy.
He threw well, yeah. Yeah, inning before, you know, he logged some pitches in that inning. He was up there a little bit, and I've worked him pretty hard. I was really looking after him probably as much as anything. We had Suarez, who had a couple of days off. He was fresh. I was trying to give some guys a little break, and, it didn't work out. But, he could have gone back out, but, order was coming back up. I just felt like, he had gone far enough. Him driving the ball the way he is, he's been getting some big hits lately, big RBIs. So I'm glad to see him get on track here, this past week or 10 days. Span, it's a nice job of two-strike hitting. You get two strikes, the runner's getting a good jump. He's looking at a swing. He's getting an early jump. It wasn't hit real hard. You give their right fielder credit. He came in, got rid of it, and it's kind of an awkward throw, it looked like, but, bounced a couple times, but right on the money. And so, they executed. That's it.
The Giants look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Matt Moore. He'll be opposed by Matt Garza.